Tensions have boiled over between India and Pakistan over the disputed region of Kashmir. The conflict led into fiery exchanges between the two countries after a suicide car bomb attack last month that killed over 40 members of the Indian military. So are the recent tensions a signal that a nuclear conflict between the rival nations is on the rise? And how do they both address the tensions in Kashmir to ensure safety and security for Kashmiris? Pranav Harish investigates.
Hostilities between subcontinent neighbours India and Pakistan have escalated once again over the disputed region of Kashmir. The region came under intense military scrutiny after a suicide bomb attack last month that killed over 40 Indian paramilitary servicemen. Jaish-e-Mohammed is a militant group who have operated for many years in Pakistan-administered Kashmir, claimed responsibility for the attack, which since saw many military exchanges between both countries last week. Dr. Mira Asher from the ANU's College of Asia and the Pacific had this to say about the escalating tensions.
This is not a new thing, and yet it is a moment of great strife, also uniquely so, because one now involves nuclear weaponry in it. So yes, it is similar, a part of an ongoing tension, and yet it is unique and different in a more scary way.
Samini Yasmeen is the Professor and Director of the Centre for Muslim States and Societies at the University of Western Australia. She shared her thoughts on the reignited dispute in the region.
The Indian-Pakistani line of control in Kashmir attracted attention of the whole world because it seemed as if the two countries are about to engage in a conventional war and that there's always a possibility that it could escalate.
The dispute took a sharp turn last week when India responded to the terrorist attack by carrying out airstrikes on a Jaish-e-Mohammed militant camp. Pakistan responded by downing Indian fighter jets and holding a pilot of one of the aircraft in captivity before he was released. I asked Dr. Asher whether she feared a nuclear war could have been a possibility at that stage.
Their proximity, it gives me some hope for believing that it will not turn nuclear, because one cannot have one of them face the brunt of it and get away unscathed. So it's likely that it would not, but one can never say.
Professor Yasmeen says the suggestions of nuclear conflict is not a possibility.
Basically, what is more concerning is as they mobilise their forces along the line of control is that they are indicating that despite the gesture that Prime Minister Imran Khan made of returning the captured soldier Abhinandan, there's scores to be settled and the tension is going to stay there. It may not escalate to the level, but there's no guarantee that it's not going to. So it's a very tense situation at the moment.
Speaking to one local resident in Srinagar in Indian-administered Kashmir, the situation on the ground is tense, but he says that it is a characteristic of the region.
You know, the Indian forces obviously looking the people, the border tensions. It's tense. We people are used to it because we have seen a lot of in 2016, 2014, we have seen nine months of strike of totally of our schools, our business units.
Both sides have been cleared that they don't want the conflict over Kashmir to escalate any further. But India has repeatedly asked Pakistan to address militant safe havens in the country. Professor Yasmeen explains the lack of action from Pakistan against groups like Jaish-e-Mohammed.
There's a mixed response from Pakistani government. At one level, there's a very strong constituency in Pakistan that talks against these jihadi groups. Because you have to understand that they're not just simply threatening India, they're also threatening the social political fabric of Pakistan itself. But again, that doesn't change the fact that there are sections of Pakistani establishment that feel that they need to have these militant organizations or jihadi organizations on their side.
As tensions seem to have calmed in recent days, I asked Dr. Asher how she thinks India should respond to conflict, as it appears that the ball is now in India's court over the recent dispute.
There are two ways that it could go, that it could result in a dialogue, finally, and it could sort of result in an all-out war. Well, as Mr. Modi, that in that a moment of strife like this between two countries that already are in a state of tension has led to revived cries of nationalism and patriotism.
Professor Samina Yasmeen also explored the political motives of the conflict.
I can also understand the logic behind highlighting this issue to the extent that it enables the Indian government to move into this concept of surgical strike.
With a lot on the line in Kashmir for both countries, with issues such as militant uprising and border protection, how should both countries now move forward to de-escalate the situation? Dr. Asher explains.
Both countries need to acknowledge that a military action is not going to serve either country well.
Professor Yasmeen shared her thoughts on this.
Pakistan military cannot entertain the notion that Indians would keep on responding to or creating the reason for crossing borders to engage in surgical strikes without the Pakistan military responding to it.
That report by Pranav Harish.